Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go to Jimmy in Gretna. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, I'm stuck in a little traffic now, man. They got the NOLA Comic Con going on, or whatever they call it, at the convention center. They got a lot of people showing up.
Wait, anyway, you going to that, Jimmy?
Dude, you know what? They got the Back to the Future cast. Who else? Huey Lewis is going to be there. Okay. Heather Locklear, Tommy Lee's ex-wife, was supposed to come.
You even got to throw in Tommy Lee's ex-wife. I know who Heather Locklear is.
That's me and Mike's, demographic.
No, Charlie, we gotta show him pictures because he wouldn't
show
know.
Show him an old this picture from Melrose Place or maybe from back in the day. Actually, she's stuck in California due to the wildfire. She canceled. But hey, look, listen, I wanted to say something. All right, I want to get your take on this. I'm excited about the college football playoffs tonight and tomorrow. But regarding the Pelicans, you know that of course they rested Zion. And you know where I stand on that. I think he's a freak of nature when he plays. Like Bobby says, he's hell when he's well. But I want to get your take really on the dysfunction with the franchise, even going back to the Hornets. You know, they just re-upped Mike and Charlie the contract with Ochsner. And I'm fine with that. I just really feel like they need to vet whatever medical staff is in charge of the Saints and the Pelicans, because I have my questions and doubts that whatever's going on in preparation, nutrition-wise, or all these hamstring pulls, to me, is just something's going on. If Gail Benz is listening, I mean, look, it's fine to stick with Ochsner, but I just have concerns. I think it's really derailed, the franchises to some extent, especially lately. Also wanted to get your take, tying that into the dysfunction with the Pelicans. You know, it feels like we've gone backwards, Mike, with you got to get a bunny ears basically from like Radio Shack or something. I know there's not even a Radio Shack anymore, but to access the Pelicans games, and then in previous years it was Bally Sports, you had to have DirecTV. It's like been nonstop jumping through hoops to be a local person, a local fan trying to watch your local team. And I think that has a lot. Like last night I went to the game. It was a small, small crowd. I mean, it felt like a preseason game, guys. And I think that turned to my buddy and I said, you know, young people, you know, they embrace the Saints, win, lose, or whatever. But with the Pelicans, young people aren't really growing up, you know, wearing the gear, seeing the games. And I think that has a lot to do with the accessibility of the television broadcasting. I wanted to get your take on that and the medical staff situation.
Okay, man, Jimmy, I know you got a few nickels. It's one thing that changed the world sort of for me when Ida passed, okay? And I decided, you know what? I'm going to get somebody to come put an antenna in my attic. And that's the best thing for you to do. You probably have cable or you get it online. But have you somebody go put an antenna in your attic? I think I catch like 57 channels now. I got more than one TV, so to speak, in the living room, but one of them is hooked to that antenna, and man, it comes in crystal clear, 7.1. Yeah. I never have an issue with it at all. Now, they don't have a lot of programming built around it, Jim, I'm going to give you some advice. Hire somebody, get you an antenna and there put it in that attic, and you never call this show and talk about bad reception for Pelicans games again. It works. It
pro tip.
Absolutely works. So, but I'd have changed my mind on that because I had AT&T, and you know, even if you have a home generator, it was the access to AT&T because man, it would kind of fizzle out from time to time, and a lot of time it was fizzle the first couple days in Ida. But I'm just telling you, it was the best money I spent to have it. And now my grandkids, they watch all kind of shows on, all the other stuff, all the little reruns. As far as Ochsner with Saints Pelicans, that's a financial deal that they cut to be the official sponsor of the New Orleans Saints official hospital. But I will say this, most athletes today, and they'll tell you, yeah, I'll go to the team doctor. I'll go to that one, but I got... Also, I go to somebody else if it's not working real quickly. I want a second opinion.
Second opinions are the most common thing with athlete injuries.
Everybody today.
100%.
They have another doctor that their agent is tied to who has general knowledge or a lot of knowledge about a particular injury, and they'll go to them. The hamstring problem, and I talked to Dean Kleinsmith. He joined us at Treasure Chest a few weeks back, and he was like, Mike, I dealt with those hamstring injuries when I was a trainer back in the 60s and 70s, 80s, and that's not one definitive answer. A lot of time, it's about not stretching right. A lot of time, it's about being dehydrated.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, a lot of times these guys, man, they want to look like, you know, Charles Atlas, so to speak. They want to look like Mr. America. And a lot of stuff they take in drains that water out of your body. And so you got to keep yourself constantly hydrated not to have those pulls. It's not that they're not in great shape. It's the fact that you got to know what works best for your body. And so that's a lot on you as the athlete.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting paid a ton of money to keep your body in great shape. That's on you. But a lot of times, guys would rather look good than play good.
I remember, you know, this was probably a year or two ago at this point. It was when CJ, I think, first kind of showed up in New Orleans, CJ McCollum. And, you know, every single night he would go through his stretching routine and everything like that. And I think, like, Zion and B.I. were just like, what are you doing? Like, what is all this? And he's just like, this is how you do it. This is how you be a professional in the NBA and live out a double-digit NBA career, right? You have to take it seriously. You have to be a pro. And so I'm not saying that, you know, some of these freak injuries are all entirely on the athletes, but as you mentioned, Dean Kleinschmidt have done it for quite some time.
There's no fix.
But there's things you can do to potentially limit those types of injuries. So
yeah,
it's been a pandemic for the Pelicans this year, and things fell off the rails very early on, and they really haven't gotten picked back on it. So.
And last night was an embarrassment.
Yeah, it was bad.
Against a Portland team that's not very good. And you got blown off the court. You gave up 75 points in the first half of a game. 75.
Portland shot 16 of 22 in the first quarter, Mike. Portland. And then I think by the end of it, they were 31 of 46 in the first half. You got the doors blown off you in the first half. And the second half, you know, Willie talked about it last night that they played with a little bit better effort, but, you know, that first half just wasn't, quote-unquote, up to their standards. And when you're down 33 points to a team that's in 12th place in the Western Conference, yeah, I don't think that's up to anyone's standards in the NBA.
Yeah, and again, Jimmy, to get to your point, most athletes today, and with the connection with their agent, if something's not, you know, being fixed right or not quite right with their body, they've got another doctor they go to. They get a second opinion, and they get a second diagnosis on that particular injury. Man, you got enough money, you can do that if you're not satisfied with what you're hearing from the team doctor or the team particular hospital. And so that happens. That's all across, I don't care if it's NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, always that word, second opinion. I'm getting a second opinion.